This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's get some insight on what happens, what it's like to be a player going into the draft, what it's like to be a father going into the draft, knowing that, you know, your kids have been there before. So we tried to get him on last week. Today we have connected on the line, and we are very excited to have Ed McCaffrey on the line. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ed, how are you? Thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, I am doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm just going back through your history. I'm just trying to make sure. I think you never lost to the Browns while you played. In fact, I could probably confirm that. I just wanted to make sure. So this is your chance to make amends with Browns fans. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, I'm probably not alone in that category. But
wow,
that's true. You're not. That's a problem.
But we did have some tough battles. I remember that, especially in Cleveland. It's tough to play there. A couple of cold, windy days.
Ed, we're sitting here with the number two pick in the NFL draft in Cleveland. Nice to have a draft pick again. And there's a lot of talk about a wide receiver. You are a former wide receiver. You're also the father of a great running back and the father of a young up-and-coming wide receiver. If you're the Browns and you're looking to add offense, and there's a guy like Ashton Jeanty on board who people think could be a really good running back, and then there's a guy like Travis Hunter who people think could be a really good wide receiver in the NFL, is there a question one or the other position-wise? And not the guy in particular, but in this day and age, could you take a running back at two? Especially, you know, I mean, your son Christian, certainly worthy of a number two pick in the draft, one of the best players in the NFL.
Yeah, I definitely think he's the first running back off the board. There was some talk that our Denver Broncos were looking to trade up for him. I don't think there's any way they can trade up inside the top five, which is where he may go. Some people have him going to the Raiders. Some people have him going with the sixth pick. But he may go higher. I mean, you're right. You know, I'm guessing Travis Hunter is going to be your pick. I like him. He can play both receiver and DB. You know, I think it's hard to find a shutdown corner, and I think he's a phenomenal cornerback, and he's been obviously coached well, and he has incredible athletic ability. He said he wants to play on both sides of the ball, and so if I drafted him, I would let him do that. But I think it's easier to practice with the defense, become a defensive back, and then have a smaller package of plays that is created for you or that exists that you would thrive in when you play offense. I think it's pretty hard to play receiver full-time because there's only so many minutes in a practice, right, so many practices in a week. I think it's really hard to know the entire offense and practice with the offense all week and just get thrown over there at DB. That would be a tall order. So I don't know. I think – I would put him at DB first and let him play some offense. I don't know if that's what the Browns would do if they picked him. But he's probably the best athlete on the board, and he hasn't reached his full potential yet. I mean, in college, he's not going against the kind of athletes he's going against in the NFL, and he can still develop his skills on both sides of the ball. So he hasn't reached his full potential, probably the best athlete. Obviously, Abdul Carter is the guy. He's a great player who they got scheduled maybe going in the third. It's either him or Travis going two and three.
Right.
And then after that, it's like you want offense or defense. So I would be okay picking a running back if that's something you really needed and he's one of the best athletes on the board. My guess is based on how the NFL has to some extent devalued running backs for no real, you know, legitimate reason, since they touch the ball more than anyone but your quarterback on the team. But I'm guessing it's going to be Travis Hunter. If I had to guess, I think that's the way you're going.
And I was just going to follow that up with something you just touched on a little bit. You know, your son Christian changes the game, and Saquon Barkley changes the game. If you're a team that's desperately in need of a playmaker, do you have to take a wide receiver in today's NFL ahead of a running back? Or could a running back be that kind of a guy who makes the big difference on offense in today's NFL?
Yeah, I think a running back can be that guy. But for me, I guess, especially when we're talking top 10 or you're talking the number two pick of the draft, it has to be the best overall football player regardless of position. I don't think you mess around and draft a position of need. So if you had that running back ranked ahead of the player on defense or at another position, then you take them. I'm just a believer in you take the best player, right? You start messing around with position of need or how we value them from a salary cap perspective. I mean, look, there's a rookie salary cap. You don't have to worry about that. They're going to be locked up for, you know, 3-4 years anyway, and then you can always tag them. So if I was a coach, I would want to bring in the best player that would help me win now. If you're a GM, you might look at it a little differently if you're looking more long-term and things like that. But if it was me, I would want to bring in the best player that could help me win now. If that's not a quarterback, then it, to your point, it's the guy that can help the quarterback the most. You know, who can really take some pressure off the quarterback? Sometimes it's a receiver. Sometimes it's a running back who you can either hand the ball off to have some balance on offense, or can throw the ball to out of the backfield. In today's modern day running back, the three down running back, the running backs that are going to get paid, are the ones that can run routes out of the backfield. And it's not just running back routes, not just the running back route tree, right? The best running backs and the three down running backs that will get paid moving forward into the future are the ones that can run between the tackles, they can run outside, inside, and they can run the whole running back tree, of course. But they're the ones that can break down linebackers and beat safeties in one-on-one coverage and run choice routes. And if you have to, line them up in the slot and have them actually run around, not just stand there and take up space. So those are the backs that will get paid moving forward. And if you're talking about that kind of back, then, yeah, you're kind of getting two and one. You're getting a running back and a receiver.
Hmm. Ed, do you think, and I've seen in a couple mock drafts, do you think that Ashton Jeanty makes it all the way to 20 for Denver? And I mean, like, let's face it, if you're in the Rocky Mountains, Boise might as well be a suburb of Denver, especially if you're eating that Rocky Mountain mustard line that you guys have too. I'll just throw that in there too.
You.
But am I not right? I mean, like, Boise, like, there's something about the region where people just embrace the athletes that are from that region and love to keep them there too. But can Jeanty make it to 20? Like, Jeff and I sat here and said, I take him at 2, man. I think he's a difference maker.
Yeah, there's zero chance he's making it to 20.
Okay, good.
There's zero chance. If the Broncos or any other team wants him, they're going to – thank you for the McCaffrey's Rocky Mountain mustard plug, by the way.
That's
I appreciate good. That.
More to come.
That's because I lived in Montana, but, so I feel the pride for you guys. So keep going.
Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, there's zero chance he's falling to 20. I don't think he falls past 6, and I think he could go higher. So I got him, if he slips, he slips to maybe 6. I don't think there's a way he goes below that. And look, there's a lot of good running backs in this draft, but he has set himself apart. He's everybody's consensus number one running back. So if you want, you know, the guy that's been the most productive, the most accomplished, who's kind of got that skill set to be the guy in the NFL, then you're going to go after him. And you're not going to get him if you pick outside the top 10, probably not outside the top 6.
Ed McCaffrey joining us, former NFL wide receiver, father of Luke and Christian McCaffrey. The talk early on around here was, all right, well, Cam Ward's going to go 1, Tennessee, and then the Browns could take Shedeur Sanders at 2. And then all of a sudden, well, Shedeur is going to drop out of the first round. Where should this guy be drafted, Ed?
Yeah, that's a great question. Shedeur had an incredible college career. What a story it was there at CU. You know, we already know Cam Ward's going number one. That's a given. And then, you know, you get into a situation where there's not a lot of teams desperate for quarterbacks. Even the New York Giants at three, right, they signed a couple of veteran free agents to position themselves to not have to take a quarterback. And so then you get into a bunch of teams that don't need quarterbacks. They've already signed them. I think two interesting teams are the Jets and the Saints, right, with Derek Carr going down for the count. That put them in play. And then, obviously, Pittsburgh, if you want to go down the draft board, what do they have, the 21st pick? So I think Aaron Rodgers is factoring into that decision. We saw him earlier in the year throwing with Metcalf, and we're like, okay, it's just a matter of time. They're going to announce that he's going to sign with the Steelers. But he hasn't. Now there's speculation that he is going to retire. Nobody knows what's going on. I think the longer he waits, the less likely it is that he's going to sign with them. So the Steelers are in a little bit of a predicament. Unless they have a wink and a nod and a handshake that, hey, this has happened and I'm just not going to do it till after the draft. Unless they have that and feel good about it, then they might be a team that may be interested in him at 21. But then after that, you're going right down a list of teams that don't need quarterbacks. So I would say if he doesn't go to Pittsburgh, he's out of the first round, in my opinion. But, you know, we shall see. The Raiders, I think the Raiders also have a pick at the end of the first round if they wanted to try to pick him up with the last pick. But I would say if he falls past Pittsburgh, he may drop into the second round.
Yeah, that would give us the Cleveland Buffaloes, too. I mean, if they ended up taking, right? Yeah. If we ended up with both, we could end up with Hunter and Sam. Yeah. If he ended up, if he made it to 33.
You like him, Ed? You think he could be good in the NFL?
Yeah, I think like every college player, there's things he can work on, things he'll need to work on to get better. But I say that about every single college player. They haven't played in the NFL yet. The one thing that really impressed me about him was his toughness. He took a lot of sacks. He got hit pretty good a few times, and he bounced right back up. So that's one thing I look for in a quarterback outside of the footwork and the throwing motion and the arm strength and the accuracy. You know, I want a dude that's tough that can stand in there and take a hit and get back up, and he proved that to me. At the same time, you know, taking sacks is something you're not going to want to do in the NFL. Everything's on rhythm. All the routes are tied to the footwork of the quarterback and the protection. And so those are things that every young quarterback, including ones drafted in the first round, need to get better at. And I think the quarterbacks that have the most success, including Shador, wherever he ends up, will be the ones that have a coordinator that understands the skill set of their quarterback, and they put him in a position to highlight his skill set while continuing to work on his deficiencies. So that's true for Shador. That's true for every quarterback and every player for that matter. You know, it really does matter where you go. I tell young athletes all the time, don't get too hung up on which pick. And I know they're worried about which pick because that's money, right? Every time you slide down a pick, you lose. In the first round, you're losing millions of dollars every time you slide down one pick. So I know they're concerned about it, and that's important. But I tell you what, I wouldn't trade it for going to the right team in a million years. You want to go to the team with the right head coach, the right coordinator, and the right people around you so that you can have success early. Nobody wants to struggle for a year or two or three, especially a quarterback, while they try to put talent around you. You want to go in a good situation from the beginning. I think that makes all the difference.
All right, Ed, Jeff and I love talking about football, but there's one thing we love more than football. We love food.
Yeah.
And so I'm just looking through. Yeah, we talked about the Rocky Mountain mustard line, but you've got these protein bites that
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
They're out now, the McCaffrey Protein Bites that are available at Dick's here in Northeast Ohio, too. So tell me a little bit about that, because I got to tell you, I mean, I've got a young athlete at home that's we're constantly looking for protein and trying to figure out a way to get him more protein. So tell me about the Protein Bites and tell me about just even how you guys got involved with all this food stuff.
Yeah. If you want to eat like a pro athlete, you can eat birthday cake and fudge brownie and chocolate chip cookie dough and play,
yes.
and play at your best. Protein's been a big push. Obviously, there's not enough protein in most people's diet. That's true for youth athletes. It's true for high school, college, and even players in the NFL. My wife, Lisa, and I were always, trying to create healthy snacks for our kids because they were going to school and playing sports nonstop, and now got a couple in the NFL. And it's so important to eat healthy. But as soon as you hear healthy, you think, oh, gosh, it tastes horrible. Mm. But it doesn't. These are great tasting. These are the best tasting healthy snacks that you'll find anywhere, I promise you. Our flavors are, again, birthday cake. Who doesn't like birthday cake? Fudge brownie and chocolate chip cookie dough. But they are gluten-free, non-GMO, sustainably made. It's made out of plant-based protein. They come in a Ziploc bag so you can control your portion size and eat them throughout the day. So it was always really important for me when I was playing in the NFL to spread my meals out throughout the day. So I'd eat 5 to 6 meals a day. 3 main meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but then there's always 2 to 3 snacks in there. I never wanted to go more than 2 to 4 hours without some kind of food. And the reason is if you go longer than that, your body goes into starvation mode and starts burning muscle for fuel. And you don't, certainly as an athlete, but as you know, nobody wants to burn their muscle for fuel. You want to burn fat. And so these protein bites allow you to get a little pop, a little pick-me-up before a game, at halftime, after a game, or during your radio show, right? You're doing a show and you're hungry and it's hard to throw down a cheesesteak. And
No, you're talking to the wrong guys.
Well, you know, you can throw down a cheesesteak, but if you're sitting for too long, you might want to eat a little healthier and save the cheesesteak for the show. By the way, I'm all about eating whatever foods you want. So like I will eat healthy for 6 days, and on day 7, right? And I rest and I eat whatever the heck I want. But I try to eat healthy, especially the older I get. You know, I don't want to put on weight, and it leads to all kinds of issues. So if you want to stay healthy, save your really good tasting food, either eat it sporadically throughout the day or eat it on your off day. And then, you know, when you snack on healthy foods, or if you're performing, because it is, I don't know the last time you've run full speed, but it's hard to eat a cheesesteak and run full speed 20 minutes later.
I might try. I'll try after the show.
Yeah, you could try. But these are easy to digest, which was really important. So I wanted to make sure there are so many kids today that have allergies. So I wanted to make sure they didn't have things in them that would cause kids to have allergic reactions. And I wanted them to have a lot of protein for kids and adults. And so if you want more protein, just eat more of the protein bites. But I think they're the best tasting healthy snack on the market. They're now at Dick's Sporting Goods. So if there's a Dick's Sporting Goods near you, you can look for them. They're on their shelves. We're working with other retailers to get them on their shelves. And if you want to order them online, McCaffreyBrands.com. But thank you guys for talking about them. I got to get you some. I'm really hoping you'll like them.
I'm in, especially if it's is it guaranteeing my kid a spot at Stanford and then the NFL? I'm in, man. We're going to eat these things like crazy.
It's not going to hurt. I'm saying there's a chance.
So the bigger question, though, is you kept talking about cheesesteaks there, right? You're from Philly originally, right? Philly area? Close?
My whole family grew up around Philly, yeah.
Okay.
So I went to high school in Allentown, Pennsylvania, but my parents on both sides were all from around Philly.
So the big question is, with the whiz or without on the cheesesteak? You with me on this?
It used to be with, but now I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to go without now.
Oh, I respect that.
Watch my weight and got to stay healthy.
So we've got family in Jersey. That's why. And I was like, I can't do it with that stuff. Like, just give me the cheesesteak the other way. But now I'm into these protein bites, so I'm going to be going over to Dick's to go grab some of these. Especially
it's the polar opposite of Scrapple. Are you from around Philly? Do you have friends from Philly?
Yes, our family's from my wife's family's from there. I'm like, what is that?
little fried. That's what I used to eat growing up, man. So this is a lot healthier than what I was brought up on. But I had to learn as I became an athlete and got older that my diet was important. But, yeah, I was growing up on fried scrapple with ketchup and hash browns and eggs. Man, we were crushing it. And then one day I found out what scrapple was. I'm like, what? It's like, just picture whatever's left over after you make a hot dog.
Yes.
You scrape that off, and then that scrapple. It comes in like a square paste. They still have it. I checked it out. But, man, once you kind of know, you never want to see them make the sausage. Once you kind of know what goes in there, it's a little harder to digest. But tastes pretty good fried up in a pan.
Yeah, and you still beat the Browns by eating that stuff. So, anyway, but we're into the other stuff. So we want the mustard. We're going online for that, the Rocky Mountain mustard. Go online for that. And then if we want the protein bites, we're going to Dick's, right?
Well, no, go to McCaffreyBrands.com. Okay. You can find the protein bites or the mustard and horseradish. They're all on there.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right, anytime you want to talk football or food with us, you got a spot with us any day of the week. Thank you, Ed.
Ed, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Let's do it again.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.